Barrett, your minor team have prevailed here 12-1-4 in McCool Park against Sligo this afternoon. Not enough to propel you into a league final, but 3-1 from 4 from your league outings. Probably a pretty happy and content league campaign, Luke.
Yeah, listen, again, as I said, Frank, it's been all about development, developing as many players as we possibly can. I don't actually know the number off the top of my head of how many we actually used throughout the league, but it was very positive. We used another three or four subs today. We used 20, the three previous 20 men. So, look, it's all about development at this age group, getting as many players opportunities to play in Ulster football and competitive Ulster football, and so from that perspective we're very happy.
Yeah, and listen, it was a pretty even first half. Sligo really put it up to you. 1-4-5 they went in at half time, 2-point lead, but just kicked 7 on the trot in the second half there, you know, to run out comfortable winners in the end. He's up things in the second half, up the ante, the likes of Dathy Gilday and Carol Joseph Malloy, particularly to the fore. So probably a wee bit concerned maybe at half time, but second half the boys probably showed a wee bit more, you know, what they could do there, and they were convincing winners in the end.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we would have said that that we're definitely noticing with younger players is I suppose consistency. And you know, I think it's a message that we're delivering every night, that you have to be consistent. And we have to be up at the 7, 8, 9 performance. It's not good enough to drop, go from 9.5 to 1 week and go back to 6 the next day. And like, I think it's a real lesson again at half time, because the reality is, if you give the Down or Fermanagh chances like that there, you know, in Ulster football you'll bury them. You've seen Donegal last night in under 20s. Like, Armagh came out, and fair play to them, came out in the second half. They were never going to win that game. They were just too far behind. Ulster football is just so ruthless that you won't get a second chance. So certainly even last week we would have felt that, even though in the first half we had as many chances as Derry, we didn't start as well as we had wanted to. So it's definitely something we have to look at over the next couple of weeks to get prepared for Championship.
Yeah, you prepare for Championship now, and it's the winners of Down and Fermanagh in the preliminary round they just will face in the first round proper. You'll get a look at them there now, and I suppose there's a chance to get some homework done on them as well, but it's a big number of weeks for you and your panel.
Yeah, absolutely, but it's a very exciting number of weeks. This is what they train for. This is what they've been training since January. There's a wee bit of a buzz that the days are lighter and for longer, and the ground's a bit harder. Yeah. Like, we train in some really tough conditions, particularly in February, the rain and the difficulty with pitches and everything else. So look, it's exciting. Young players are 15, 16, 17 years old, and they're getting to represent their county at championship level in a couple of weeks' time, and like, that's massive experience for them. You know what I mean? And like, that's a game where it is, they'll go back then to their clubs better players. They'll have experienced those high pressure moments what they think are high pressure moments. And but it's football to be enjoyed, and we've seen, you know, over the last 48 hours that life is precious and football is a privilege. So that's what I said to them. They're ready to go now into preparations for the Championship.
Yeah, of course. Listen, a word on Sligo, and just as you mentioned, they're a very, very sad and tragic 24 hours for them. Fair play to them for coming down here today and fulfilling that their fixture. Like you said, probably really, really difficult for them to do it, but they're a credit to themselves there this afternoon, weren't they?
Absolutely. Listen, there's unbelievable work on Sligo, and I think sometimes there's a wee bit of an ignorant knowledge that they think that the senior team are Division 3 and 4 and Donegal are in Division 1, that, you know, this should be a conflict. That's absolutely not the way. In fact, the last 3 years that I've been involved, Sligo have put it up to us. They drew with us in the minor league in 2020. I think we beat them by a couple of points last year. They went on to win the Connacht champ. They were Connacht final, Connacht champions. Five of the team that were playing the Connacht final are back in there today. You can see they're just, they've that bit of quality that I think people don't realise unless you're actually coming out and watching the games. Like, they have a lot of quality there, so they do, and there's serious work being done. So absolute credit. Like, their manager David, you know, texted me yesterday to say that they wanted to play the fixture, and you know, I think fair play to both teams that they honoured the minute of silence. And look, as again, every time a tragedy like this happens, there's just the whole GA community kind of just feels that loss in that morning, and thoughts and prayers from the Donegal camper, certainly with all the GA family in Sligo, and particularly in his club Curry and his family as well.